As the new school year dawns in Azusa, California,
good morning, welcome.
There's a new COVID reality and fresh hope.
It's exciting to be able to try and finally get back to normal.
Diane and Raul Ramirez say there's no substitute for their kids being in school full time.
We just all need to adapt. I feel like we need to start getting back into the routine again.
After more than 2 years of uncertainty.
We're coming back, we're not coming back, mask on, mask off, contact tracing, not contact tracing. It's been difficult.
This year, school districts nationwide are dropping testing requirements and nearly 96% no longer require masks. The lesson now, says district nurse Melissa Lofton, is safety.
So it's standard to have sanitizing stations at every corner here.
The district used federal funds to improve ventilation in every classroom. And if a student tests positive,
we don't send the class home, but we notify families. Living with COVID now, I think, is doable.
Do you see the fear that you used to see?
No. It is not at the forefront of what they think when they come to school anymore.
That's echoed by parents like Rena Covington.
I'm happy the kids are back with their friends, at school, with teachers. This is where they need to be.
Keeping students in school has really helped with mental health and the emotional well-being.
Lofton says parents should stay vigilant. Good hygiene, like hand washing, is key. And at the very first sign of illness, keep kids home and test frequently.
Are we safer than we were before?
Yes, we are.
Carter Evans, CBS News, Azusa, California.